Barbora Škrlová, a 33-year-old woman wanted by Czech authorities in connection with a brutal case of child abuse in this country last year, has been extradited to the Czech Republic to face questioning. The public learned on Wednesday that the national was arrested by authorities after surfacing in Norway, where for months she got away with impersonating a 13-year-old boy. It is the second time Ms. Škrlová has gotten away with identity fraud, in a case that shocked many in this country. Jan Wellinger has been following the story. Jan, can you sum up the story to date?
Basically, what's at stake is an alleged case of child abuse, which was uncovered last year, a very notorious case. And police have wanted to question 33-year-old Barbora Škrlová as a witness. It's thought that she might hold some of the answers in the case, in which an 8-year-old boy was found to be abused by his mother. A neighbor accidentally discovered that this boy named Ondřej Maurer was bound naked in their basement closet. Now the mother, who is now in custody, was also taking care of two other children, one of them 13-year-old Anička. And this Anička was thought to be adopted, and she is also believed to have suffered abuse, but in reality, the girl who later escaped from a Czech children's home was found out to be none other than 33-year-old Barbora Škrlová. And after duping the authorities, Barbora Škrlová fled the country. She resurfaced only briefly in Denmark and then disappeared without a trace.
And what happened next?
Well, it turns out that this Ms. Škrlová made her way to Norway. And there she received help from accomplices, and she successfully fooled authorities again. This time she posed as a 13-year-old boy. And with a shaved head, she assumed a new false identity, calling herself Adam, and she was even registered at a local school. Eventually, teachers grew suspicious, but really, the turnaround came in December when Škrlová, still under the boy's guise, contacted a Czech children's safety line on the internet, saying she was at a children's home in Oslo and that she had been abused. The man posing as her father was arrested for suspected child abuse and later released when Škrlová's true age and identity were revealed and she herself was apprehended.
And how does it all tie together?
That, of course, is the question that is most difficult to answer. Basically, the investigation into the original abuse case of the 8-year-old Ondřej is ongoing, and right now it has to be said that the theories abound, and most of them are horrific. There is speculation that not only Ondřej, but also the 33-year-old Barbora Škrlová were victims. Psychologists who came into contact with her have indicated that she may have been pressured by others in her behavior, and at least one specialist has said that she has displayed certain psychotic tendencies. And some sources have pointed to the possible involvement of a cult network, while others have speculated over the involvement of a possible child porn ring. And perhaps even the worst of these scenarios is that there may have been illegal trade in human organs. So those are all possibilities which even the police will have to be looking into. It's now up to the Czech investigators to try to get to the bottom of the case. And of course, there is, I guess, new hope that with Barbora Škrlová finally in custody, they'll be able to uncover evidence that so far has eluded them.
Thank you, Jan.